way not hype.
No, me either.
I have too many mashed potatoes.
What?
Too many mashed potatoes.
Make you groggy.
Make you groggy.
This is the DQP Weekly. It is just me and Russell today. Our boy Dave got some free tickets to a wrestling thing, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he's okay, though. It's been a minute since he's been in the ring.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope they give him at least a hot dog.
Yeah.
Maybe a soda.
Yeah.
Yeah. He deserves it.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a DQP Weekly where we talk about, like, news, movie news, entertainment, video games, whatever. We've been talking a lot about Magic lately. Play Commander. It's cool.
Yes.
But yeah, so let's get right into it with some headlines.
I got some headlines.
Headlines!
Pam Anderson joins Liam Neeson for the Naked Gun reboot.
What?
Yeah, she'll be starring opposite Liam Neeson, it appears. So we'll have like a nice Pam Anderson, Liam Neeson.
Old people sex scene?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't remember Leslie Nelson having sex in those, but...
I mean, he, like, definitely hit on some chicks, but I don't know that he, like, ever did anything.
Yeah. I'm very curious to see Liam Neeson play this character.
Yeah.
This is going to be wild.
Have you seen the Key and Peele skit?
That he's in?
Or not, it's not Key and Peele. Who is it? Oh, it's, what's his fuck, that did the Oscars a couple times, and everybody hated him because he was hilarious and destroyed them.
Ricky Gervais?
Yes. His skit show.
Oh, no.
They were, like, hiring him to, like, be an actor.
Yeah.
And he was just, like, being an asshole. And it was, like, he was, like, completely dry and ridiculous, but it was fucking funny as fuck. you gotta listen or look up that skit. I can't remember what the name of the show is or anything, but... Just look up, like, Liam Neeson and Ricky Gervais. You should be able to find it.
Yeah, that should populate it. Reddit would like to see Marshawn Lynch play Nordberg, which, if you don't know, is previously played by O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
Yeah, I also kind of hope that happens.
Marshawn's great.
However, speaking of Liam Neeson, I have a little story.
Speaking of O.J., he died.
Oh, yeah, O.J. died. That did happen since we last talked. That's a headline. My favorite meme so far is, I hope his funeral procession is this, and it's the cops chasing him in that white Bronco.
They put him in, like, a white hearse, and the cops are chasing it.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
The
one that I saw was... This comedian was, like, pissed off because he made the joke, like, the morning that it happened, like, right after it happened, and, like, posted it on Twitter, and then he saw it in memes and everything, and he was like, God damn it!
He's like, this is my fucking joke. They didn't even credit me.
Yeah. But it was like, you know, I hope he can rest easy knowing that his wife's murderer is dead. Fuck. Jesus.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
This is brought to you by the Irish Star.
Okay.
So this is Liam Neeson's confession to a priest that left him never returning to church.
Okay.
So Liam Neeson confessed about a story of masturbation that led to a bid... That led him to bid church visitations goodbye. The Co-Antrim native dished this amusing tidbit on the Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend podcast. He told the chat show host, so we start, and I had learned how to pleasure myself at home. Onto the sheets, right? I had looked up the appropriate word. I remember that. Masturbation. Okay, that seems harmless enough. I'll say that. So I told the priest, what I told the priest was, I got in an argument with my mom, my sister, and I got in a fight, and I masturbated.
Like, not all at the same time, but...
The bewildered priest responded in a loud, thundering voice. You what? The grass will grow over your palm, the palm of your hand, before you're 21. Stop that evil practice. Liam recalls how old women just outside of the confessional going through their prayers overheard the outburst.
Oh my god.
Apparently everyone within earshot heard it and left the young Liam mortified.
Yeah.
He laughingly admitted that was the last time I ever went. As O'Brien wittingly chimed in, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Maybe even the last time he masturbated. Jeez. That's terrifying.
I mean, I doubt it.
So when I clicked on that article.
Yeah.
The headline is Liam Neeson's confession to a priest about masturbation that left him never returning to church.
Uh-huh.
I thought the priest was going to ask for details.
Gross.
So I was surprised that he got scorned.
Mm-hmm. Not like propositioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is going to be fucked up.
No.
I mean, it's still fucked up, but.
Yeah. But more just like normal adolescent embarrassment fucked up. Less inappropriate touching from an adult fucked
up. Yeah. At least he got a good one, I guess.
I mean, he didn't give him a chance, I imagine. He was probably just like, ah! And left.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, I was going to say I'd do it for you. Oh.
No. All right, next headline.
Yeah.
A couple short ones here.
Yep.
Keanu Reeves has been announced as the voice of Shadow for Sonic 3.
Oh, my God.
We're in deep on Sonic, bud.
I guess.
I got to catch up. I got two movies and a series coming out this month, I think, that I got to watch.
I could not care less.
It's Dragon Ball Z, but
for younger
with
kids.
Animals. I don't know about that.
And people that like to have sex in animal suits.
Okay.
Dude, you know that the furries are the reason that that movie's making any money. That's like I will not go to any. I mean, we haven't gone to any magic events yet, but I feel like it's coming. But I'm not going when this fucking set comes out in August. I will not.
Bloomboro.
I will not. I'm not playing somebody wearing a fucking fursuit. Okay.
His cards are gonna be so sticky.
Ugh. Gross.
Yeah, so anyway, Sonic has a hell of a cast.
It sure does.
That is wild. We got Idris Elba playing Knuckles. Now we got
what the fuck?
Fucking Keanu Reeves playing Shadow.
What
like,
the fuck?
Dude, I gotta catch up. Knuckles is getting a 6-episode miniseries. Got a whole universe coming.
Good for Sonic fans. I never gave a fuck about Sonic.
Weird. At all?
No.
Hmm.
I mean, it was, like, kind of fun to play, but, like, I always had, like, a Super Nintendo and then, or, like, a Nintendo product, and then once, like, Xbox and PlayStation came along, I had a PlayStation 1 first. And then I had an Xbox, and then I've had Xbox ever since. Never had a PlayStation or anything else again.
Yeah.
Xbox or PC. So, like, I never owned a Sega anything. So, like, I either played at other people's houses or, like, at Target or some shit.
Yeah. I played a lot of Sonic. I played a lot of Mario, too.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much, like, the base games. Like, you get the system.
It comes with Sonic
comes with
or Super Mario All-Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my last headline.
Okay.
It's a short day. Sorry, yeah. Guys. We'll make it up to you next week when we go 2 hours.
Ooh. Every time when Dave comes back, it's like a fucking long episode. He forgets how to do his job. We forget how to do our jobs. We also have a lot to talk about. It's just like a terrible perfect storm of lengthy show.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have a seg, but just for clarification, to clear up some rumors that have been happening lately.
Oh, World War III isn't on?
Oh, no. World War III is most definitely going to happen. That's where, yeah. Just not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Rumors have been flying around the internet for the last couple days that Invincible had already been renewed for seasons 4 and 5.
Oh.
Today, through an inside source from Variety, we find out that that report is not true.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Just a rumor.
But it is like season 3 is like being worked on.
Yeah. Season 3 is being, it was renewed, I think it was renewed for seasons 2 and 3 all at once.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's where they're
probably waiting for 3 to start before they, or to see what 3 looks like.
Yeah.
They'll probably renew it before it actually releases, but...
Yeah, 3 should look awesome, because 2 was fucking pretty great. Pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And unless you've seen something I didn't, that's about all I got for headlines.
No, I don't think so. I think that was it. Cool.
Pretty slow week.
Yep. Time for recommendations?
Time for recommendations.
You had one?
I do have one. My wife and I finished Griselda on Netflix.
Oh, is that The Wicked Witch?
No.
Is that the name of the witch? I thought that was the name of the witch.
I mean, it might be, but that's not what this was about.
Oh, okay.
All right. Griselda stars.
I don't know why it's so funny. Find out here in a second.
Griselda stars Sofia Vergara as Griselda Blanco.
Okay.
Who is supposedly the only woman that Pablo Escobar ever feared.
Mm.
Griselda is 6 episodes. It is a mini-series documentary, not documentary, but biopic. It's pretty good. It's pretty quick. It kind of distills one section of Griselda's life into a 6-part series. So there's a lot that happened before that it doesn't really show you, that it sort of just, it tells you a little bit of, and then there's some stuff that happened that it, at afterwards, that it just kind of like speeds up. But there's actually there's another series as well. I haven't watched it yet, but there's a movie. There's a couple other things about Griselda.
Griselda was the witch in Hansel and Gretel, and in Shrek.
Okay,
appears to be a wicked witch in something else. So yeah.
So yeah, 6 episodes. It's on Netflix. It's a Netflix original. I would recommend it. It's pretty good. I enjoyed it. It's quick watch, easy watch. But the section of her life that it's about is basically after what she's kind of in between husbands. And she's working on putting her own empire together. So you get to kind of see that fold out, unfold.
Okay. I knew what you meant.
Yeah. But yeah, I would suggest watching it if you're shy on things to watch. It's pretty good.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. That's what I got for recommendations, I guess. Well, we have a recommendation, I suppose.
We also, together, along with Dave, I think, have a recommendation. So.
He was a brave boy.
He was a brave boy. Last week, the Fallout series came out on Amazon Prime it was supposed to come out on Thursday, and we made all these plans, and then they were like, oh, we're going to put it out a day early. We're really excited, and, you know, we already, signed her up for season two, so here, enjoy, early, and we're like, fuck, God damn it, we all took Friday off. We're going to, like, hang out and watch the damn thing all Thursday night. But we abstained. We didn't watch it early.
Did I tell you my theory on early release?
No.
So I think the reason they did that is because if you think about it, I think they were trying to see how many people would watch it as quick as possible. Because like we all like took time off to binge it.
Yeah.
But if you weren't going to take time off to binge it and you have like a regular job.
Yeah.
That's like Monday through Friday, home by 4, dinner on the table by 6, 4 hours of television time to watch.
You could get it done in
2 days before Friday when people typically are going to go do other stuff.
Yeah, go out to dinner.
Yeah. So because it was like, it was 5 o'clock, wasn't it? Like 5 o'clock release last one?
6.
Oh, 6. 6
p.m.
Yeah,
6. Or so, 6 or 8. It was 6 or 8 p.m. on Wednesday night that it came out.
Yeah.
Eastern. But yeah, we watched it on Thursday. And it was great. There is some internet questioning about timeline stuff.
I left Todd Howard's press release out of headlines because I figured we'd talk about it here.
Oh, okay. What did he say?
Oh, I guess I assumed that something had put it on your timeline.
No, I didn't read it.
He basically, him and the writer for the show and one of the writers for the games. It was kind of like a cumulative
statement.
Wow, words. Holy shit.
Cumulative statement.
Yeah. About the timeline and all the questioning of it.
Oh, sure.
But basically what he says is that with it being after everything else,
yeah,
like there's nothing between the games and the show that would contradict the canon. So he's basically saying that there's a thing that you find out in the show that people have been like questioning a lot about.
Yes.
And that it is part of the timeline.
Okay. So here's the thing. Here was what. So Fallout 3 takes place in 2277.
Yeah.
Fallout 4 is 2281, I think. And Fallout New Vegas is, 2284. New Vegas is 2281.
Yeah.
So there's a thing in the show that says it happens in 2277 that would basically make New Vegas, or makes people think that New Vegas wouldn't have happened. And the reason that people believe that is because Bethesda made 3 and 4. Obsidian made New Vegas.
Yeah.
And there's been rumors for a long time that Todd did not like New Vegas. The fact that they pushed out a game that wasn't made by him and his team at Bethesda.
Yeah.
And this would be their chance to kick it out of the canon.
Yeah.
Basically. And that's what people believed. And that's why they thought that, oh, shit, they really did it.
Yeah. And in Todd's press release, he does say that New Vegas is part of the canon.
Which, I mean, they said that in 4. There's stuff in 4 that talks about new stuff that happened in New Vegas.
Yeah.
There's also characters in the show that are from New Vegas. Spoilers. So.
Like Mr. Fallout?
No.
That's my favorite thing I've seen.
But yeah.
If you guys don't know who Mr. Fallout is, you didn't play the games enough.
Oh, Vault Boy. But anyway. Yeah, so there was some questions about that without getting any statements from anybody until recently. And then you've got your normal internet people being stupid.
Yeah.
Like, the game's woke, or this show's woke, stupid. Like, you don't understand. You didn't get the point of the games before, I don't think. It's kind of like, it's not as bad as calling
X-Men
woke now, but it's pretty close.
Yeah.
I can't believe that there's a woman protagonist. I'm pretty sure every fucking game you could choose to be a female protagonist, so shut the fuck up.
Oh, I love her. Lucy's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really liked the way that the story's told. I like one of the perspectives. Like, I want to watch it again because I haven't really had a time to let, like, some of the stuff sink in. Because we blew through it, and, like, half of it we were fucking exhausted and, you know, stuff like that. Or at least some of us were. I know,
yeah,
like, you're third shift. Yeah, but
not everyone was third shift. Two of us were third shift.
Yeah.
Everyone else was real brave.
Yeah. So, there's a perspective that I read about that I think is really cool, and I want to watch it again. And, like, I can see it in some of it, but I want to watch it again and see it in the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Basically that a bunch of the characters are, like character archetypes that people play in when they play the game.
Yeah.
Like you can see the perks in them and stuff.
Okay.
Cause like the show kind of starts that way. After the intro, there's a bit with Lucy where she's kind of like going over her skills, which was funny.
Yeah.
And, but it kind of like goes to like what she's good at and what she's not good at, which is kind of how the game works as far as like the mechanics of the game. But there's a lot of perks in the game that have to do with like your personality and your more of like the role playing part of the build.
Yeah.
Because the role playing in the games is very important. So like the actual conversing with other NPCs. And some of that stuff comes through in the characters. And, like, a lot of the stuff that happens with Maximus, like him being, like, stupid but lucky and not charismatic.
Yeah.
But tough. But, like, you know, he can take a beating, but he doesn't really put one out.
Yeah.
But he, like, always ends up coming out of it ahead.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But he's also dumb.
Kind of tanky, bro.
Yeah. He's a dumb, like, not silver-tongued tank. And he's lucky as shit. And, like, you know, stuff like that.
That's definitely an interesting spin on his character. And because I want to rewatch this probably before season 2 comes out.
Yeah.
And I just hated his fucking character at first.
Yeah.
Like, eventually I was like, eh, that's who he is.
Yeah.
But like, at first I was like, this fucking guy, I don't give a shit about.
Right.
And then they kept, like, it felt like at the time that they was force-feeding him to us.
Yes.
But that also makes sense with that, like, with that feeling, with that characterization.
Yeah. Because so if he's dumb and not charismatic, like, you think that he's purposefully fucking this stuff up, or like he's the bad guy, but he's really just like dumb.
Yeah, just dumb.
He's just dumb.
Yeah,
and he like can't talk his way out of anything, or like he can't even like talk his way out of something that he didn't do.
Yeah. Like... yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah, so it's like it's an interesting character, and I think Lucy is also interesting because she's just, like, super naive, but she's really good at a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously the ghoul coop is
fucking it is
super interesting, and Walton Goggins is just
steals the show.
Yeah, he's the fucking man.
Well, I mean, I don't
man.
Even know, like, close to stealing the show, maybe.
I think like, Lucy's almost more of the main character just because of screen time. Like, they use him to explain what happened.
Yeah.
And he's, like, there a lot in the current timeline.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I feel like he almost has more screen time than Lucy.
Yeah. And his the introduction to the ghoul as a character is fucking great.
Yeah.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't love the multiple perspectives. I would have liked to have just seen Lucy coming out of the vault and the story, like, following her and
meeting the other characters.
Meeting
as she
the
goes.
Other characters as she goes, and it playing out like it would as a game. But yeah. I also, like, at the same time, like, loved the show. So, like,
yeah.
I don't know
I
that
think...
would have been better. That might have ended up being too boring.
Yeah, I understand that, and I think I agree with that. But I also, like, they just did all that, what they did to such a high level that it doesn't matter that it wasn't exactly how I wanted it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's great when, like, the expectation isn't met, right? Like, that's the good point of, hey, this is how I think it should be done. And then they do their thing, but they do their thing so well that you're like, fuck what I wanted. I loved this.
Yeah, like, which is like one of the things that I always try to talk about when we're talking about the MCU and stuff. Because it's like, yeah, I would really love to have, you know, a movie that's just a comic, like, word for word. Or that's a way to play through Fallout 3 word for word.
Yeah.
And scene for scene and bit by bit. But if somebody does something that is an adaptation of that and is also really well done, then I'm not going to be mad about that.
Yeah.
I'm mad when it's done poorly.
Right. Like,
but then they're like, oh, you're just a fucking comic book nerd that doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
No, dude. You made a shit movie or a shit show or whatever it is. It's not about that. It's about it being bad.
Yeah, you can tell with art, like, I mean, I myself, like, when creating something or writing something or preparing something, like, can tell when I've put the effort in versus when I can't. Like,
yes.
And when you watch something, you can tell when the effort was put in or whether or not they just showed up for a paycheck.
Yep.
And so, like, Fallout, like, there was so much, like, I know people have talked a lot of shit about Howard before.
Yeah.
But, like, dude, this should be pretty redeeming, I think, because...
So, people talk shit about Howard, but everything they do has so much little touches in it. It's like, I know they've caught a lot of shit for Starfield, but I think Starfield is amazing in its own way.
Yeah. If it would have been a pre-Cyberpunk 77 world.
Sure.
It probably I think it would have went down. And I'm not saying that just because I'm
pre-Cyberpunk,
like,
pre-BG3.
Yeah.
If it was just, like, after The Witcher, like, The Witcher 3 was probably, like, the closest or, like, the best RPG other than, like, the other Bethesda stuff, then yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Then I don't think it would have had as poor reception.
Yeah. And, I mean, I love that. I love Starfield. But, like, if you really go and pay attention to Starfield, like, there is all of that attention to detail in there. And just like there is in the Fallout games. And, like, going back through, you know, I know Billy's been playing the Fallout games because Bill from Indy was one of the people that watched it with us. And he's been playing, I think he played through 3 already. I think he's on New Vegas because he asked me a question about New Vegas today.
So he's going to play through all of them again.
Yeah. But I have a playthrough of New Vegas up that I've been working on for a while. So I, like, got on there the other day and I was, like, playing through, and it was just like the little attention to detail, like there's a room I went into that was locked and there's nothing that's like about a quest or anything in there. It's just a room, right?
Yeah.
But it's like full of set dressing and there's just stuff.
Yeah.
And somebody had to go in there and put that stuff there.
Yeah.
In the game.
Yeah.
It could just be like a blank room with nothing in it.
Yeah, it could be, but it's not.
But it's not. It's a ruined like diner.
And it's
and
not.
There's stuff on every table. There's chairs tipped over. There's stuff in the fridge. There's stuff in the oven, on top of the oven, in the sink. Like, it is lived in. Like, the real world would be in that situation.
Yeah. And if, and I didn't play a lot of the Fallout games. I played like maybe 8 hours of three.
Uh-huh.
Maybe 8 hours. And, but if it's anything like the Elder Scrolls games, it's not just copy and paste.
No.
It feels like a different person lives in every fucking house.
Yeah.
And from like the notes that, I mean, in Elder Scrolls, like the notes that get left and the, like it's great. Like, and there are other games that are up to par with that, but like it's still like, I don't know. Bethesda gets
a bad rap. It's few and far between.
Yeah.
Like the reason that Bethesda gets a bad rap is because they put so much love and effort into a bad technical system.
Yeah, we need a new engine.
Yeah, they've been using the same engine for like 20 years, okay? And it has limitations that they've already exceeded a few times.
Yeah.
And every time they make a new game, it has different problems. And that's where their bad reputation comes from. Their games don't feel good as far as mechanics go, and they're often very buggy. If you could get one that ran as smooth and had the playability of like a Call of Duty game, it'd be the best game ever made.
Yeah. Or if you could like make something, which like you can't, but if you could make something to that depth and detail with Unreal Engine 5, like that would be, which 5 might, we're just not there yet.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So like the amount of detail and love that they put into this show is not a surprise to me. The only thing that could possibly be a surprise is that they actually got someone that had as much passion and attention to detail as they did to work on it with them.
Yeah. And for Amazon to like leave them the fuck alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which had to be in the contract. Like it had to just say, you're going to leave us the fuck alone.
Yeah. Let
sign
us cook
here.
Yeah. You're going to let us cook.
But yeah, I like as far as adaptations go that I either know or don't know enough about the video game to compare it to the game. But as far as like looking at the adaptation and going, is this a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like Fallout is, I think, one of the best, definitely, if not the best adaptation, the best story to come out of a video game world.
Yeah. Yeah, I 100% agree with that. I haven't watched The Last of Us, and I never played the game. Like I said earlier, I wasn't ever really a PlayStation guy.
Yeah.
I had a PlayStation 1, but not really anything after that. But I know that it's supposed to be really good, but this is amazing.
Yeah. This is like as far as quality goes, like this and The Last of Us are fucking up there.
Yeah.
I bitched about my problems with The Last of Us before, which like a lot of people don't even agree with me on. So
sure.
Like it's just a me thing because I fucking hate you telling me the story in flashbacks.
Yeah.
Unless you have like a couple hundred year gap, then it makes a lot
makes
of sense
here in this situation.
Yeah. But there's also like one of the episodes in The Last of Us that is entirely a flashback is one of the best episodes of television I have ever fucking seen.
Yeah.
So at the same time, like I'm glad they did what they did with The Last of Us, but The Last of Us as a whole is really good. When I was watching it, I got like that same feeling I got when the first season of The Walking Dead came out. Like, and that first season was just like mind blowing, breaking what television is, and like giving you something just so fucking new and dramatic.
My feeling when The Walking Dead was coming out was, why is Shane still alive?
No, first season.
Yeah. Yeah. He should have died like halfway through the first season.
Well, I mean, they all should have died in the first
season. No. Like, by the comic book, he was dead.
Well, yeah.
Halfway through the first season. Of the show.
Yeah, I think he would have been dead episode 5.
I don't remember
when Rick comes back, right?
He's like doing, I don't remember what he's doing. It's when they're in the woods and something happens and somebody caps him. I don't remember who caps him. Is it the old man? Because he catches him, like, getting ready to shoot Rick?
Yeah. So yeah. That'd be season 2.
No, this is in season 1.
Because I don't think that... The first season's only 6 episodes. The first season...
It happens before they go to the CDC, because they never go to the CDC in the show, or in the comic. The end of season 1 doesn't happen in the book.
Right. Which is what they should. I think the show should have ended like the way they did the show. I think they wouldn't have made all the money they made 10 years later. But I wish the show would have been the 6 episodes, and they find out the thing in the CDC,
and then they just like
and then
stay there and blow up.
Yeah, just
no, because like end of the he like tries to get her to have sex with him in the tent the one time, but then he like tried to rape her at the CDC, and that never happened. He was dead before any of that shit happened.
Yeah. That would make sense. The scene might have just been moved to season 2.
I don't
where
remember.
It should have been.
Anyway,
but it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
But when that first season came out, like that season was like in 2011, like that wasn't television. Like that was not how television was written, was shot, was anything. Like, it wasn't. Like,
no, I know.
There like before that you had HBO shows.
Yeah.
Like that were really good. And,
yeah.
Like were staple television. Right. But it wasn't on basic.
It wasn't
cable.
AMC, yeah.
Yeah. Like they weren't doing that. And so when I watched The Last of Us, that was what I was like, this is like a step up, like for adaptations. Like for these things.
Yeah.
And then Paramount Plus was like, yo, here's Halo. And I was like,
no!
This is fucking awful, guys.
Why'd you dig up U-Bowl?
Yeah. And then someone was like, oh, dude, you gotta give season 2 a try. And I watched an episode and a half of season 2, and I was like, this is still fucking awful. This is...
Is this worse?
Like, dude, it's still bad.
Yeah.
So under not recommendations, like, I don't recommend watching season 2 of Halo if you didn't like season 1. But
yeah.
And then like Twisted Metal was almost a thing. Could have been a thing, but it was awful.
Yeah. Yeah. What I saw of it was pretty bad. Yeah, I mean, like there's been so many bad video game adaptations. It's ridiculous. But
yeah.
I think this one's great, and I think Amazon and Todd and everybody involved knocked it out of the park. All the acting was really cool.
Yeah.
It was really well done. The funny parts were funny. The serious parts were serious. The scary parts were kind of scary. Like, it all was how it should be.
Yes. It was... I loved the balance between goofy and serious.
Yeah.
Because it was the balance. Like,
yeah.
Lucy is goofy in a very serious situation.
Yeah.
And
I think a great a great example is that whole vault section. They find a new, they find another vault, and like,
yeah, some,
it's like funny, but then it gets creepy, and then it gets funny again, and then it gets serious, and then it gets funny again. But it has a good balance, and it has like a good flow. It's not shoehorned.
Yeah,
it's not forced. It just is, and you're like, fuck, why can't everyone do that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like. I just don't think they take the time and the effort, and then I think they get sidetracked.
Yeah,
because you know, in the wasteland, you always get sidetracked from the main quest.
You do.
Oh, that was fucking great.
All right, well, that's gonna do it for recommendations, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, do you know what that means?
What does that mean?
It means it's time for shitty internet quizzes with Shane because Dave's not here.
Yay.
Are you ready?
Yeah. What do we got?
Will you survive a nuclear apocalypse?
Okay, that's thematic.
Yeah. this appears to be multiple choice. It's 10 questions. So I don't know how bad this quiz is. This first question is really not, doesn't seem good. So good luck.
All right.
How does a nuclear weapon work? It blows up. It blows up and leaves radiation, a molecular destruction. It just causes radiation, or I'm not sure.
I guess it blows up and leaves radiation.
That's what we're going to go with. I don't know if you got that right.
A hydrogen bomb, right? A hydrogen bomb is the molecular degradation, I think. I don't know. I'm not a fucking physicist.
What the fuck?
What?
Did
I already tell you?
No, this is... This is like that. Have you had a stroke sentence? This does cool. not. This does. Is this not their first language? I don't know who wrote this. This is word for word.
Okay.
How well do you know about the of a nuclear explosion?
The of?
How well? So I added an extra thing. How well do you know about the of a nuclear explosion?
Okay.
I don't know what that question is.
I don't either.
Here are the answers.
What's the context?
A, very well. B, a little. I read something about it. C, I have no idea. D, like any other bomb, I guess, just bigger. And D, I don't care.
B. I've read a little bit.
I don't. Oh, okay. Here. What's the safest place at your house? The basement, the bomb shelter, the garage, my bedroom. That's it. And I don't have a house.
If I have a bomb shelter, it's probably going to be the safest place.
All right. We'll go with that one. Can you stay calm under tense conditions? Sure. I don't know. No, I break under stress. Everyone can. It's easy. Or maybe.
Sure.
These are terrible questions. I'm sorry, guys. Do you have plans for a nuclear war? Fuck! Yes, I have many plans. No, why would I need a plan? Yes, just one. Not yet. Or yes, I have foolproof plans.
Yes, just one. Try not to die.
Yeah. What would you do in case of a nuclear attack? Get away from Ground Zero, hide under my bed, go and warn my friends. I don't care, it's just a prank. Or gather some supplies and hide in the woods.
If I'm near Ground Zero, I'm going to try to get the fuck away from it.
Okay.
I gotta get like so many, I don't remember, like fucking, what is it, like fucking 25 miles out or something like that?
I don't even know.
I know where we live versus where things are, unless a popular college is at stake.
It probably is. Depends on how many other whoever's shooting gets off.
Yeah.
If we defend any, and if we stop any of them.
Yeah.
I think we're within range of a tertiary. Not a primary or secondary, but of tertiary targets.
Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. What is your preferred method of transportation? Bicycle, train, car, van, boat, or ship, helicopter or airplane, or truck or lorry?
It kind of depends on where I'm at and what the situation is.
Yeah, I mean, but if you're in a river, which you would be using for a boat or ship, you don't want to use a train.
Correct.
What the fuck is this quiz?
This is awful. But as a standard, if I'm not in danger of immediately being blown up or irradiated, a bicycle is probably my preferred mode of transportation.
Mm. Would you help the victims of radiation poisoning? Yes. No, they might make me sick. Depends. Yes, but with proper precaution. No, why should I care?
Yes, but with proper precaution.
You're gonna die.
Not with proper precaution. Like a gun and a hazmat suit.
Do we have hazmat suits?
I don't know. That's the question. Do
we? We don't.
Oh, no, me as a person? Yes. No, I don't have a hazmat suit.
Yeah. You can only bring one thing with you to the shelter. It's a good luck charm, a radio, a mobile, a firearm, or a bottle of water.
Out of those choices, I'm going with a firearm. Someone else will have a bottle of water.
Am I supposed to leave all my firearms here and bring a bottle of water? What the fuck?
I meant someone along the way.
Oh. What would be the best water to drink? This is question 10 out of 10. Okay. Groundwater, distilled water, puddle water, boiled water, or any water I can find.
Distilled water? Probably boiled water. I don't know. I don't know if you can boil out radiation.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think you got to use a life straw.
I don't think so.
Does that not work?
No, if it just gets like...
So this is why I need zombies. I know how to survive that.
I didn't tell you how many you got right. It just said you're a savior. Your instincts and knowledge will be invaluable. The survival of the entire human race itself. You'll probably lead the remnants of the human race into a new golden age. What a fucking garbage quiz.
Yeah, I don't feel like you can tell that off 10 questions. Especially not those 10 questions.
No. Let's see if this one's better.
Okay.
We're going to try again.
All right.
Maybe cut the other one out. Pretend that this is the first quiz. A nuclear war has propelled the U.S. into an apocalypse. What's your first plan of action? This one is also multiple choice.
Okay.
Or, no, this first quiz that we are taking, not the second, is multiple choice for the first time. Okay, what's your first plan of action? Seek out my family and form a plan, or find my pets, or lock up all my belongings, or brave the masses to stock up on supplies.
Ooh. Family and formulate a plan.
All right. What would you bring with you? Toilet paper? Oh, you must evacuate your home. What would you bring with you? Toilet paper, matches, an axe, or a notebook and paper, or paper and pen?
Out of those options, an axe.
Okay. You must settle down in the wilderness. Where do you make shelter? Up at a nearby tree. I'll strap myself in it for the night. By a nearby water source. A cave. Is there a cave? under a large tree to shield myself from the elements.
I mean, that's really going to depend on the elements, I guess.
Mm.
If I'm not So where we're at, I'm not really in danger of something attacking me. So I don't really feel like I need to strap myself to the top of a tree. That's not a bad option if you're in the fucking, like, on a safari. I think I'm going to go under a large tree. Okay. I mean, a cave, I guess, if I can find one.
Is there a cave?
What's in the cave, though? So many questions left unanswered.
I'm giving you the tree one.
Yeah, tree one's probably more accurate for the area.
You've just consumed the last ration of food. What do you do?
Catch a few bright bugs that catch my eye. Take my chances and eat any berries I can find. Eat the leftover scraps of a dead animal. Or try my hand at catching freshwater fish.
Try my hand at catching some freshwater fish.
Okay. Question five. It's a cold night and you need some warmth. How do you build a fire? Compile my trash and scraps to burn them. Cut down my own firewood to light. Find a flat, dry spot and carve out a fire pit. Or build a small fire under a thick brush to hide from predators.
I mean, unless I'm cooking, I'm not building a fire, but that's not an option.
Apparently, you're building a fire.
Yeah. I don't know about building it under a small brush. I'm gonna fucking catch the woods on fire.
Yeah. Agreed.
What was option two?
Cut down my own firewood to light.
I mean, I'm not going to expend the energy if there's already stuff to set on fire, so I guess A.
Okay. You've run out of water. What do? You die. You die.
Yeah.
Eat more of your rations to fuel your body. Follow an animal to a water source. Hike to higher elevation and hope for a nearby water source, or fill your canteen from a nearby water stream.
Well, this is still nuclear apocalypse, right?
Yeah,
the idea of following an animal to a water source.
Okay. That's what you're going with?
Yep.
Okay. All right, you must creep into town and salvage some supplies. How do you find your way back? Try to find and follow human footprints. Follow a stream downhill. Travel where moss points. I'm not going back to town.
Yeah, I mean, unless I absolutely have to, I'm not going back to town.
Uh-huh. All right, you finally come across supplies, and there's only one thing you can take. Or you can only take one thing. What are you taking? A blanket, duct tape, a 4-stage water filtration system, or a flare gun.
4-stage water filtration system.
Oh, shit.
That was fucking easy.
You think someone is on your trail. How do you hide from them? Keep to walking in thick brush to stay hidden. Move natural materials around to lead them elsewhere. Abandon my pack and supplies to cause confusion. Or wrap my shoes with thick cloth to hide tread marks.
Out of those options, I'm probably, trying to hide my tread marks.
Wrapping your shoes with thick cloth?
Yeah. There's also other things, like you could tear off some cloth to make it look like you went a different direction. Like you could create some confusion. Stuff. But out of those options, you've got to cover the tread marks.
If you took the tape, you, like, cut the soles of your shoes off and tape them on backwards. The person following you has caught up. What do you do? Attack now and ask questions later. Approach them and try to make an ally. Play dead or find a way to escape. I don't trust them.
Yeah, if I'm getting weird vibes, probably trying to get the fuck out of there.
Find a way to escape?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not approaching. If they want to have a conversation from the other side of the river, we might do that.
I don't know what you got wrong, but you got 5 out of 10. Your chances of survival are moderate.
Huh. Kind of want to know what I got wrong.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm assuming I was supposed to make an ally.
Yeah, they always want you to be, like, a good person and stuff. Share stuff.
Yeah, that's a survivor quiz.
It's a survivor quiz. You're supposed to answer, I killed that motherfucker. I already ate all my fucking food. I ain't got nothing to share except the flesh on my bones, and he ain't eating it. Anyway.
All right, so I may or may...
May or may not survive a nuclear apocalypse.
Yeah.
We're super high energy today.
So high energy.
Yeah. All right, well, that's going to do it.
Yeah, it is.
I am not your boy, Dave.
Not your boy.
I'm Shane. And this is producer Russell.
Thanks for joining us on the Drafty Quarters Podcast Network. You've been listening to the DQP Weekly. Follow us on all your social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, those things. Also, you can find us on Patreon, where for $1 you can get our DQP Does the MCU series. Our Amazon wish list is also in the show notes, in case you are interested in purchasing us a gift.
Yeah, huh? All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful time. We'll catch you on the flip side, and don't let
your meatloaf.
Bye.